meeting to approve it until the end of March, then, you know, you have several weeks of delay getting to the board meeting. So we just wanted to see if there was any kind of appetite for thinking about maybe establishing some certainly, you know, financial criteria, but maybe there'd be a you know, series of general approvals once or twice a year. We could order against some of those master contracts and give reports, then provide reports to the board so that they knew what we were purchasing, but we didn't necessarily have to, you know, get each individual purchase approved for these commodity type items.
Right, and one thing I didn't mention, and I'm glad you started to go in that direction, is we are required by a JCAR rule to utilize these master contracts that are established by the state. So, you know, to the extent that we don't use them, they would have to approve another procurement for us to go out and say buy grab or buy tires. And they're, go ahead, Director, I'm sorry.
You both finished it.
And they're saying, hey, we've leveraged all the state's needs for this given commodity item. We believe that we've received the best price. Totally, you should use this contract that's established. And
they don't allow you then to say that, in the example, that they just use if these tires are being purchased out of Indiana and we have a local vendor here in Illinois that could provide the service, we can't go out for an RFP on those tires and see if it does come in lower than the,
you know,
CMS? Are we allowed to do that or not?
They would have to grant us the approval, but, you know, we can't, unfortunately, our laws in our state don't allow us to give a preference to Illinois vendor, unless there's a tie bid between the two, then we could have a preference to the Illinois bidder. So, and CMS awards all their commodity-type procurements to the lowest responsive bidder.
What's our threshold now? Is it, when it comes to the boards, of 25,000?
34,000.
34,000. And how do we arrive at 34,000 and not 50,000 or not 100,000? How do we get to 34?
That is the small purchase threshold that's set by the state. And that goes, generally it'll go up by...
We can't raise that threshold?
No. Well,
okay.
Well, we can't raise the small purchase threshold, but we could make, you know, policy decisions here at the board level that items over 50,000 or 100,000 or 250,000, particularly, I think it would be wise to look at things like CMS master contracts, not procurements that Tollway is necessarily taking on, but, you know, we could change the threshold of what the board has to review and approve regularly. Or, you know, like I said, we could establish a reporting process so that everybody knew in advance what we were doing, so if anybody did have an issue, they could raise it, of course. But it does end up adding some time to the process, and we're just trying to shave off time.
How long has the board been doing that?
I think it's always
yeah.
A small
purchase threshold.
There wasn't any particular incident that brought it to the point where the board needed to approve these small purchase items. Mm-hmm.
Not that I'm aware of.
So it went from $10,000 to $34,000?
It went from $10,000 to the small purchase threshold in 2003, I believe.
What would be the, you could have a raise basically for more efficiency and cost saving and still have the oversight and feedback that we need?
Well, we looked at some of the numbers, and I don't have the statistics here with me today, but I think that we looked at $1 million, and the majority of our contracts orders against masters are under $1 million, but when you take the ones that are over $1 million, that's like over 80% of what we do in goods and services. So you're still going to capture all the critical things that we're purchasing, even the commodity items like rock salt and fuel. You'll still see all that. But these typical day-to-day items like office supplies, toilet paper, gravel, you know, so we, since we buy so much quantity, you could see a couple, several hundred thousand dollars of it. But these are all competitively bid by the state, and again, awarded to the lowest responsive and responsible bidder.
So it sounds like what we need to do is, you mentioned a million, 80% of the commodity type purchases we do are over $1 million, which is a very high, frankly, dollar amount, and we understand that. So, you know, CMS master contracts, do we need to go back and do some evaluation and come back to you with a threshold recommendation? What types of things should we be looking at, or what types of things should we be building into a process that would allow a comfort level with increasing the $34,000 threshold, but still, as you said, Director Sweeney, make sure that we have the right level of oversight from the board, because we are unique in the fact that every month all of our procurements are brought before board, and a board approves it publicly in an open meeting, and that's not the case with other state agencies.
That's true, and getting to a point that was raised a few minutes ago, and our fleet manager, Tom Delman, could even speak to this. You know, Navistar truck parts, we obviously spend more than $1 million a year on that. That was presented a few months ago, I believe, and we were running really close because CMS didn't, they executed the contract at the very last minute. It was like a couple days before our board, and we were able to present that. Had that not been executed, we wouldn't, we'd have to wait a whole month and do multiple small purchases just to meet our daily needs. And so that's an example of where you need some efficiency built into the system for routine orders against these master contracts.
But does $1 million, I mean, seem like, I think we need to balance oversight with dollar amount. That seems like a high dollar amount, potentially, to pursue. So should we, I think, should we be looking at something less than $1 million? That isn't going to cover a lot of contracts, but that makes sense.
Probably a starting point, yes,
okay.
I would think.
So we can come back and kind of evaluate the different what falls within those different thresholds so we can give you a better sense of, you know, what, you know, magnitude of business we do at those different dollar thresholds.
Is there an idea to identify the savings that would be arrived by doing that? I know some of it is intangible, you know, as far as the hours spent. There's a thing to point to that we can, versus why, is there a way to look at that?
Yeah.
I don't expect to have the answer now, but...
Sure, we can't balance that.
Okay.
Absolutely.
And then as far as the last item there, the extent of some of these contracts, I mean, these contracts, so if it's a two-year contract, does it make sense to go from 2 to 3 years, or to from 3 years to 5 years? Does that make more sense?
Yes, in some instances, it would. So if it's a complicated service where it may take, you know, a year or so just to implement, we're obviously going to want a longer term on the front end.
But so typically our contracts are 3 years with 2 1-year renewals.
That's correct.
If we're doing our own.
That's
right?
Correct.
And frequently we end up using the whole 5 years of that contract.
That's correct. And then even for renewal purposes, 2 1-year options, well, seeing what I presented today and how long it's taking, by the time we complete a renewal, it's almost time to start the next renewal paperwork and process. And so we're going to even look, instead of having 1-year renewal options, maybe like a 1 2-year option, just so we don't have to go through that lengthy process every year.
Each 1-year renewal right now with the new steps and process is taking us between 3 and 6 months to get done. So we basically have to start the second 1-year renewal as soon as we come to you all with the first 1-year renewal. So, you know, we thought if there was an appetite or an interest in us looking at it, if we could explore. Obviously, we'd love to have as much competition as we possibly can, but coming back with some statistics about how frequently we actually use the whole 5-year term, if it makes sense in some cases to do a 5-year contract, we always have the ability to terminate contracts with certain amounts of notice, or as John said, extending to 2-year renewals instead of just 2 1-year renewals. Just because it is taking a lot of staff time and adding a lot of time to the process to pursue those individual renewals. It's kind of an unfortunate byproduct of some of these additional steps in the process that I think for efficiency's sake, we need to start looking at different contract durations.
And to your point, we have to balance the transparency with the
right.
Efficiencies and the cost savings also. There's a balance there.
So does that make sense?
Yep.
Okay, so we'll come back to you with some more kind of statistics and framing the cost savings. You heard that, and maybe the right threshold, and you know, some term recommendations also that we think would capture a lot of the procurements that again are just fall into the different categories where we often use the entire 5-year term anyway, for instance, or we could get some efficiency.
Thank you.
Nice job, John.
Okay. Speaking of procurement, items 1 through 8. John, do you want to go through each item? Directors, do you have any items you need to recuse, or can we take all the items as one, or do we need to take them individually?
I was going to suggest maybe if you want to take the first 7 items, since we're all seeing orders against
CMS, right? Okay.
That makes sense.
Okay. All right. Good. Okay. Then items 1 through 7, if you could present.
Okay. Thank you, Director. Okay. The first item is an order against a CMS master contract to purchase digital message signs, DMS, upgrades and improvements.
This contract provides a source for several necessary upgrades and improvements to the 39 existing intelligent transportation systems, ITS, Type 1 DMSs. Specifically, this upgrades to purchase Cisco network switches, power supplies, and fiber optic communication interface modules. Award is recommended to the lowest and responsive bidder, AT&T Incorporated, in an amount not to exceed $90,082.80. The second item is an order against the CMS master contract to purchase a copier paper. This contract provides a source for three different sizes of recycled copier paper used throughout the tollway. Award is recommended to the lowest and responsive bidder, Midland Paper Company, in an amount not to exceed $54,000. The third item is an order against the CMS master contract to purchase six small mowing tractors. This purchase is to replace older mowing tractors that have reached the end of their useful life. Award is recommended to the lowest and responsive bidder, Peabody Incorporated, in an amount not to exceed $275,310. The fourth item is an order against the CMS master contract to purchase four zero-turn mowers. Zero-turn mowers are best applied in conditions where maneuverability is the top priority. Award is recommended to the lowest and responsive bidder, RF House & Sons Incorporated, in an amount not to exceed $37,800.
Quick question.
Yes.
I see over here under the bidders and it says not available from CMS. So CMS doesn't give us the high bid, all the bids on that?
Generally, they don't. And we have a tough time getting it from them because they're understaffed right now. And quite frankly, you know, they are not part of our process here. And, you know, they don't give it to us. I'm having a hard time with them. I really am. I've been saying for a long time I'm going to try to get this information, but it's been very hard and challenging. Okay. Among everything else that we're dealing with.
Thank you.
Sure.
But at the time that they awarded the contract, these would have been posted, correct?
Correct.
So all this information would have been publicly posted. So the fact that they don't have it easily accessible right at this moment or the system that they could just quickly generate a report, it would have been posted online at that time.
Yep.
So it would have been transparent to the public of the bid amount.
That is true.
John can correct me if I'm wrong.
That's true, and one thing to add to that, you know, when they do publicly post it, they post the total dollar amount of a vendor's bid. So let's say if you have 20 line items and a vendor only bids on 10 line items, their price probably will be lower. Their total bid price may be lower than the vendor that bid on all of those. And so I'm looking for the per unit prices, and that's been the challenging part to get from them. Okay.
So they may choose vendor A that bid on those 10 items lowest, and then vendor B that bid on all 21 for the remaining 11.
Right. Yeah, they could award it by line items, by groupings, these various methods depending on the commodity item that they're
soliciting. To try to get the lowest. Okay.
Yes, that's true. The fifth item.
Tapping my knowledge of the procurement.
The fifth item is an order against the CMS master contract to purchase three batwing mowers. These mowers are used to mow the right-of-way where large, wide-open areas exist and high mowing production is required. Award is recommended to the lowest and responsive bidder, John Deere Company, in an amount not to exceed $41,502.69. The sixth item is an order against the CMS master contract to purchase seven large mowing tractors. These large mowing tractors are used to pull 15 feet wide tow behind mower decks like the batwing mowers I just presented in item number 5. Award is recommended to the lowest and responsive bidder, John Deere Company, in an amount not to exceed $364,462.56. The seventh item is an order against the CMS Emergency Master Contract for the tollway to purchase Starcom 21 radio user fees. This contract provides a source of radio services for all the tollway Starcom 21 radios while CMS continues to negotiate a longer-term sole source contract. This service provides a vital link of communication to District 15 State Police, emergency first responders, roadway maintenance, and IT personnel. Award is recommended to the lowest and responsive bidder, Motorola Solutions, in an amount not to exceed $420,000.
Okay. Any questions regarding items 1 through 7 under procurement? If not, may I have a motion to approve items 1 under procurement, items 1 through 7?
Motion.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The motion passes. Please move that. We'll be moved to the consent agenda. Item number 8.
Okay. The 8th and final item is a tollway request for proposals to purchase title insurance services. This contract provides a source of services that include title commitments, title policies, later dates, searches, and escrow services. Award is recommended to the lowest and responsive bidder, Aurora Wheatland Company Incorporated, doing business as Wheatland Title Guarantee Company, in an amount not to exceed $2 million.
There's only one bidder on this, huh?
Yes, there was only one bidder, Director, and we in the near future are going to issue a subsequent RFP for the same services. We plan to do a little bit more outreach. We expected at least 3 bids on that, and we didn't. But we need to move forward with these services, so that's why we didn't cancel the whole procurement.
There's a diversity call of 20%, but zero committed?
That's correct. Zero was committed. The vendor did display and demonstrate a good faith effort. They gave us a lot of information on steps that they took to try to commit to a goal, but all their efforts were unsuccessful. You know, we in procurement and diversity department did review their responses, and we found it satisfactory, and we do concur with it.
But we are going to go out with another solicitation, try to do a little bit more outreach to see if we can get additional.
Why do you think there's only one party interested in submitting a proposal? Any idea?
I'm not too sure. I know that we did some outreach, and I think one of the vendors, or two of them actually, said that they didn't even know there was an RFP published. So that leads me to believe that they don't have the right people registered on a procurement bulletin to receive those automated emails once we publish a solicitation for that given service. So I think when we provide the outreach and let them know when it's published, I think they're going to participate because they just seem like they're unaware of it.
The amount here, based on your experience, is this a fair bid amount here?
Yes.
For the services they're going to provide?
Yes.
Any questions regarding item number 8 under procurement? Do I hear a motion for approval?
Motion.
Second. I'll second the motion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Opposed.
Opposed. The motion passes, and we'll move to the consent agenda. Item number 7, information technology. Items 1 through 3 here are under CMS master contract. Take items 1 through 3.
Okay. Item number 1 is a resolution approving a request to procure 125 laptop computers along with 3-year warranty and any associated licensing from Hewlett-Packard Company. The new equipment will replace laptops that were purchased from 2004 through 2006 and have become obsolete and reaching their end of life. The request will utilize an existing Illinois CMS master contract. The amount is not to exceed $111,125. Item number 2 is a request to procure 500 computer monitors from Hewlett-Packard Company, utilizing a CMS master contract. The new monitors will replace equipment that was purchased in 2004, is incurring costly repairs, and in some cases has become not repairable. The amount is not to exceed $64,500. Item number 3 is a request to procure 917 Lenovo computer workstations from CDS Office Technologies utilizing a CMS master contract. New equipment will replace workstations that were purchased in 2004, have reached end of life, and are incurring costly repairs. In addition, the current equipment cannot support newer versions of software due to their limited resources. The amount is not to exceed $583,212.
And that's to purchase 917 computer workstations, is that correct?
Correct.
And that's, the stations were replaced back in 2004, was it 917?
I'm not sure if we're about 900, that's how many we have right now.
That's what we have right now.
The number may have been higher because we actually had more employees in 2004, but I don't know if we have.
I could find out probably, but.
All right. Any questions on items one under IT, items one, two, and three? Okay, there being no questions, motion for approval of items one, two, and three under information technology. Do I hear a motion?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes and moves to the consent agenda. Item number four.
Item number four is a request to procure F5 network application firewall and load balancer hardware, software, and installation services from CDWG through a tollway invitation for bids. This equipment and software is part of the infrastructure that supports our production toll collection system. The current equipment has reached end of life. We are also purchasing redundant equipment for disaster recovery purposes. The amount of this purchase is not to exceed $131,928.48.
Any questions on item number four? There being none, do I hear a motion for approval?
Motion.
Second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes and we'll move to the consent agenda.
Thank you.
Thank you. Item number eight, engineering. These items here. Let's take them. I guess we can go through Paul all the way through to item up to the final release of retained at 11.
Okay. Engineering's got 12 items that we're going to request your approval on this morning. The first one is a construction contract award, and I have 9 professional services, 1 supplement, and 1 final release of retainage on a construction contract. So item one is a construction contract award for diamond grinding. That's a surface, concrete surface texturing process for concrete pavement. We're going to do this from Buckley Road to Rockland Road and also from Half Day Road to Lake Cook Road. All these locations are on the North Tri-State. Diamond grinding was programmed on the section between Half Day Road and Lake Cook Road. This is typically the first type of maintenance type repair that we do on concrete pavement, you know, after about 20 years as part of our life cycle maintenance requirements. And when we informed the Village of Green Oaks that we were going to be doing this work, they asked to partner with us because they wanted to perform a similar diamond grinding operation in that area adjacent to their community, and that's the section between Buckley and Rockland Road. And we said that we were agreeable to that as long as, you know, they would pay for that. And you're going to hear more about that in the legal agenda because we're going to present the intergovernmental agreement for that work. So the Village of Green Oaks is going to be responsible for funding the portion between Buckley and Rockland. R.W. Dunkelman was the low bidder on this contract, $5,439,073.01, and they committed to meeting our DBE goal on this.
Are they self-performing or going to sub this out?
I know they have sub-consultants that they're going to utilize. Jalpa Construction Corporation, Roadrunner Safety Services, I think they're probably doing the maintenance of traffic. Highway Safety, they're probably doing the maintenance. I don't know for sure if they're going to do the actual diamond grinding themselves or not. And the main reason why the village was interested in doing it is because they're interested in testing this as a pilot to see if it helps change the noise, tire noise coming off the pavement. And we have partnered with them in the past on some noise walls. Can I move on?
Yeah, please.
You know, the next 9 items are the professional service contracts, and I wanted to just go through our PSB statistics. The selection committee met on January 20th, so we're really working hard to negotiate and bring these contracts that we selected to the board so we can get started on this work. We got a great response to PSD 11-4. We got 343 statements of interest from 124 firms on the 19 items that we advertised. And John mentioned earlier that 13 firms were disqualified. Actually, 9 were for the Board of Elections. 3 of them were non-compliant with some of our requirements, and 1 missed the deadline for getting it in on time. But the selection results we're very excited about. We have 2 formal mentor protege commitments included as part of these 19 selections that we did. We have 4 informal mentor protege commitments. And the reason why I say informal is because the way our mentor protege program is structured right now, the prime would have to utilize the DVE sub for 15% of the work. But what the primes chose to do in this case is they're still going to provide some valuable mentoring to their subs, although they're going to do more than 1 DVE sub that they're going to mentor. And in some of these jobs, you know, it would be difficult for a very small DVE firm to actually do 15% of the overall work. So it was interesting to see that they still were going to commit to these mentor-protege relationships and forego the 5% credit that they would get, you know, for doing a mentor-protege. We did select 6 minority firms straight out as the prime consultant. And we also, in our selections, are going to have 5 new prime consultants to the tollway, so we're trying to spread the work around. 19 firms in total are new to the tollway on these selections, and they're going to serve either in a prime or a sub capacity. Overall, we have 51 different firms that are getting work off of this bulletin. So the first 3 professional service contracts are all related to work on design work on I-90, and it's in that western section between the Elgin Toll Plaza and I-39. And one of these firms, when we advertised for this service, we said one of these firms is going to serve as the design corridor manager, so you're going to see that, you know, they're getting, they got more than just the design dollars that we had programmed for them. And it's actually the first firm, Train Systems. This item 2 is a professional service contract for design and design corridor management services related to widening of the roadway and also working on 2 bridges on the Jane Adams Memorial Tollway. Design services will be provided only from the section between the Chicago and Northwestern Railroad and Illinois Route 47. That's like a 3-mile section. But they were also selected to do the design corridor management services, which are for the whole stretch of road all the way from the Elgin Toll Plaza out to I-39. So that's a 36-mile section. These design corridor services, they help us coordinate the schedules and the maintenance of traffic plans and the utility work and the right-of-way work and the environmental permitting and the contract plans and the pay items amongst all 3 of the designers so that we can maximize their productivity and be consistent throughout so that, you know, when the bidders see these plans, they're looking at the same type of presentation. Award is recommended to Train System Corporation in the amount of $8,228,192.52. The funding for this contract and all the I-90 contracts is coming out of 2 budget buckets. 1 is the I-90 corridor itself, and then also the crossroad bridges are going to get funded out of the system-wide bridge and ramp repair program. So also on this first consultant here, Train System, they have committed to meeting our DVE goal, and they are going to commit to a formal mentor protege arrangement with Rubinos and Isaiah.
They're committed to 37 or 38%.
Yes.
That's right.
One of the minority contractors was SC3, listed as an African-American firm.
Yes.
Somewhere, I believe in a...
Conflicting?
It's conflicting on another one that they say they're Asian-Pacific, so which one are they?
It is African-American.
Okay. The other one that's later on is the one that's wrong.
Should be corrected.
Okay, thanks.
Item 3 is a professional service contract, similarly for design services related to reconstruction and widening of the roadway and 18 structures on the Jane Adams. And this is the section from Illinois Route 47 to Genoa Road. That's a 21-mile section. Award is recommended to Hanson Professional Services in the amount of $22 million. This contract includes